Thank you so much for having me as your honored guest tonight. So as mentioned before, this is just going to be the first part of a coming series because creating wealth is a state of mind. And honestly, the reason why most people are not wealthy or at a point of financial freedom in their lives is because they weren't taught how to do it. If you want to get in shape, if you are someone who exercises, there are certain things that you have to do in order to get in shape. There are certain things that you have to do to maintain your health. And it's the same thing with finances. The thing is that many people just have their finances on autopilot, and they never took the time to analyze their financial situation and realize that creating wealth is possible. If you look at the debt-to-income ratio and the GDP in America, it is very evident that there is more than enough available where everyone, all 336 million people in America, could have at least $1 million. It is there, but we're conditioned and we're educated to feel and believe that resources are not enough and that it's very scarce and that it's very hard to become rich or wealthy. And, you know, we all define being rich or being wealthy differently. Now, people believe that, most people have the misconception that because you make a lot of money, you are wealthy or you're rich, you know, whatever the case is. But that is not true. Because I've sat down with countless people who have made $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 within a year, but at the end of the year, they're broke. And the reason why they're broke is because they don't understand that wealth is not about necessarily what comes in, but is what you keep, and it's also what you have working for you.